up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
A truly amazing thing. It's another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Coming at you today, another round of great old-time records. I'm telling you, it's going to be a wild hour. We got a lot of old-time records we got to play on the radio and the internet and podcasts and wherever they go. Man, you think about it, the way this stuff goes nowadays with the internet and everything, this is broadcasting old-time records, polka records to the world. Here on the Oompa Hour, people could literally be listening just about any place if there's an internet connection to the Oompa Hour. So, oh my, that just makes it sound like I have a very heavy responsibility on my shoulders now, providing old-time music to the world. Yipes! The Cha-Cha Polka will get the show started this week with Eddie Zavasky.
Ever do the cha-cha polka? It's the latest modern dance. If you haven't done the cha-cha polka, listen, you can have your chance. If you take a girl and dance the polka, listen for the singer's cue. When the singer says it's time to cha-cha, cha-cha till you're black and blue. The cha-cha polka, it's the latest modern dance. If you haven't done the cha-cha polka, listen, you can have your chance. If you take a girl and dance the polka, listen for the singer's cue. When the singer says it's time to cha-cha, cha-cha till you're black and blue.
Cha-Cha Polka, Eddie Zavasky and the band here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. He was suggesting that you cha-cha until you are black and blue. I cannot recommend that. How are you dancing that you're getting black and blue, for Pete's sake, Eddie? Yowzers. All right, what do we got coming up in the Oompa Hour this hour? Now that we already got things rolling here, I was figuring out this is program number 174. Or as it say up on the Iron Range, 174. There's a T in there. It's 100. And I was checking here. Show 174. We do 15 to 16 songs per show. So that's 2,610 polkas we have foisted upon the world at this point. So there you go. That's a bunch of polkas. We're going to add some more this week and next week. And man, who knows? It's endless, I'm telling you. Also coming up in the show this week, I have a brand new all-time favorite waltz that we're going to play later on in the show. I have another waltz coming up here in a minute, but it's not my new favorite waltz. It's just a waltz, but it's my all-time favorite. Also, a refrigerator update for those of you that are following the continuing story of the Kenmore refrigerator that started a year ago. We have an update on that coming up for you, too. But before we do any of that, let us press on here, huh? How about the harmony tones? This is the Oh Yeah Polka. Tones, the Oh Yeah Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad to have you along with us for another show, by the way. Don't forget you can get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour three different ways. Oompa Hour hotline, 218-259-2985. Yes, you get an answering thing, but you can leave a message. And really, I do listen to them. So, you know, you can do that. Email oompahour@aol.com is another great way you get in touch with us. And, of course, always on the Facebook page, facebook.com facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways. You can get your message, your dedication, your request, your comments. You can just send us a ridiculous picture of yourself. I don't care. Any of those ways will do the day. You can even text. Send a text message. Now, that's high tech, to the hotline number 218-259-2985. If you're one of those people who's nervous about leaving a message, you can just send a text. Yo, I would like to hear the Beer Barrel Polka, and we'll just play it for you. Now, I told you I have my new favorite waltz coming up later in the show. It's a record I had never heard until this week. I found it in a box of records I was going through down in the basement, and I was like, what the heck is this? And I was like, this is great. So that's coming up in a little bit. So we're going to have a couple of waltzes in the show because we have one right now. This is Ralph Huttmaker. This is the Pussycat Waltz. Huttmaker and the orchestra there, and the Pussycat Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour, the 1010 Pussycat. I don't know what that means. I worked 1,000 million years ago in another lifetime, in another world, on another planet. I was a DJ at the Polka 1010 down in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, long, like 40 years ago, man. And, yeah, so that's been a while. And the flip side of that record is the 1010 Polka, of course, which we played all the time. But we didn't play the Pussycat Waltz much. So, anyway, there it is. I was going to give you the refrigerator story. Are you up for this? Do you remember about a year ago, we were having trouble with our refrigerator, and we were having a company coming, and we had a Kenmore refrigerator that we had bought 2 years ago, and it stopped working. And we had all the kids coming home, all four kids from all over the country and their significant others and their children all coming home. And I thought, we better get this fridge fixed. So I called the guy, and the guy came, and the guy had to order a part, and the part was defective, and a different guy came, and he couldn't do it. And then a guy came that didn't know how to do it. And then a guy came, and then he had to cancel, and then blah, blah. We must have had 10 appointments in a row with the service guy a year ago. Finally, we gave up, and we had to go buy a fridge because it was like the weekend before we had like 20 people coming to stay at the house, and you have to have a refrigerator. So we just went and bought another one. Well, then finally, a week or so after that, the guy shows up. By now, we've moved the old one, which is only 2 years old, out to the garage, and he fixes it. Yay, it's fixed. And I'm like, well, we'll just keep this in the garage as a spare. Because we have some rental properties and whatnot. You never know when you might need another refrigerator. So we held on to it. And here, now this year, about 2 months ago, we had a bunch of company coming again. So we were stockpiling groceries. And I said, hey, we can fire up that fridge in the garage and put a lot of extra, you know, beverages and pop and beer and whatnot in there so it doesn't hog up the fridge in the house. Hey, good idea. So I fire it up, let it run for a couple of days. Guess what? It doesn't work. So by now I figure, well, my year service contract that they talked me into buying the year before, that in the final analysis only cost me about twice what it would have cost to buy a new fridge last year to fix the old one that doesn't work anymore because apparently it didn't really get fixed. I assume my service contract was expired and I was going to go, you know, take it to the dump. Or I guess it's the landfill. No, it's the transfer station now. Or I was going to dump it on the sidewalk at Sears with a sign that says, this is garbage. Please dispose of accordingly and don't sell me another one. But then I got an ad in the mail on July 6th. I get an ad in the mail that says the extended service contract on your refrigerator expires on July 7th. If you don't renew right now, you're going to expire and you'll be unprotected. And I was like, wait a minute. You mean this still has coverage for another 24 hours? So I quickly dial the service number. Hey, my fridge is broke. Send a guy. And she's like, oh, well, I see you still have a day left on your service. So it'll be covered by your service contract. Blah, blah, blah. We'll send a guy. The earliest we could send him is the 20th, which, you know, has come and gone now. And we missed him. Because they can't tell you when he's coming. We'll be there between 8 and 5. Well, we're not taking the day off from work to sit around waiting for the refrigerator guy. So we missed him. There was a note on the door. So we rescheduled. And I said to the lady, I said, listen, can you at least tell him to come not till after 11 o'clock? Because I go to work early in the morning. I get home at 11 o'clock. So, well, I can put that down here, but I can't. There's no guarantees that that's when he'll come. But I'll put it down here and see. So now we're rescheduled sometime in August. And we'll see how this all goes. The neat thing is, even though now that my service contract has expired, but I called them before it expired, so this next repair will be covered. And then when they repair it, it has a new 90-day warranty on it. So my theory is it's going to quit working every month and every month for the rest of this guy's life. I'm going to be calling him up saying, come fix my refrigerator. And what makes me nervous is we have three more of the exact same refrigerator. And I'm hoping this is not an omen for the others. So that is the refrigerator story. And as the Oompa Hour continues, lo these many weeks, I will keep you updated as to if they ever get that refrigerator to work again. In the meantime, here's the Mark IV. And it's kind of a little medley. It's the Oh How She Lied polka and the Don't Bother Me polka, all smashed together into one record.
Don't bother me, leave me in peace, please, please don't bother me. said I fed that game. Don't bother me, don't bother me. Leave me in peace, please, please don't bother me. Don't bother me, don't bother me. Leave me in peace, please, please don't bother me.
That's the Mark IV, or the Mark IV, if you prefer, and the Oh How She Lied polka shoved together with the Don't Bother Me polka, all into one convenient record. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Don't forget, coming up in the show this week, we'll have my new all-time favorite waltz, and it's not a new record, it's just one I just recently discovered. But before we get to that, and before we get to the Walter Solik record I have sitting over here on turntable number one, I want to talk to you about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to stop by, pay them a visit. 1,400 accordions can't be all wrong, because that's about how many they have on display. Accordions and concertinas and related instruments on display there at a World of Accordions Museum. Probably how they got their name, now that I think about it. But don't forget their beautiful concert hall, the memorabilia, the music, the documentation, the history, the stuff, the archives, the concert hall, the jam sessions, the educational opportunities. In fact, one of the only places in the world where you can actually learn accordion and concertina repair. They have a repair and technician school there. Amazing place. Check it out. You can look at it online. worldofaccordions.org is where you'll find them. And if you happen to find yourself in Superior, Wisconsin, going, what can we possibly do while we're here? You can go to a World of Accordions museum on Belknap Street. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org, won't you? Of course you will. Another one of my all-time favorite songs that has been recorded by just about every polka band ever to be a polka band. And this is Walter Solik and the orchestra, their particular version. I notice everybody spells the title differently, too. Who Stole the Kishka? That's a classic. Everybody's done it. And everybody has spelled Kishka in different ways. This is with two E's, by the way. Here's Walter Solik and the orchestra.
Someone stole the Kishka, someone stole the Kishka, someone stole my Kishka from the butcher shop.
Hey, who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Someone call a cop.
Round, firm, fully packed, it was hanging on a rack. Someone stole the Kishka when I turned my back.
Hey, who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who's got the Kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Someone stole the Kishka, someone stole the Kishka, someone stole my Kishka from the butcher shop.
Hey, who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Someone call a cop.
You can take my shinka, take my fine kielbasa. You can take my blue suede shoes, bring back the Kishka.
Hey, who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka?
Who's got the Kishka? Won't you bring it back? Someone stole a Kishka, someone stole my Kishka, someone stole a Kishka from my butcher shop.
Hey, who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Who stole the Kishka? Someone call a cop.
Someone found my kishka. Someone found the kishka. Someone brought the kishka and put it on the rack.
Hey, he found the kishka. He found the kishka. He found the kishka. Someone brought it back.
So listen, I didn't done it.
Walter Solik and the orchestra, Who Stole the Kishka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. That's why we get together. We spin these old-time records every week if you're just joining us. That is awfully swell of you, and I hope you hang in there till the end of the show. The several ways, by the way, you can get in touch with the Oompa Hour, and I often forget to remind you that you can do this if you want to make a request or a dedication, or there's a song you want to hear, you just want to say hi, you want to send a picture of yourself. It doesn't matter, really. You can do that very easily. Email oompahour@aol.com. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You may also call the Oompa Hour hotline, 218-259-2985. And if you don't want to leave a message, because that's what you'll get, you can text to that message, too, to that number, 218-259-2985. So, hey, do all that stuff, okay? Back to the tunes here. I feel like I wasted about two tunes worth of space there talking about that refrigerator, but it torques me off. Anyway, Patti Shimoleski over on the turntable here. She was like 9 years old when she made this record, you know. Now she's grown up, and of course, and because this record's like 40 years old, pretty close, and she'd probably be mad that I let that slip. But anyway, here's little Patti Shimoleski, my Polish boyfriend. I got a little Patti Shimoleski there, my Polish boyfriend, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. And the amazing thing is the breakthrough that has just occurred, and you don't realize this. See, I type in the names of all the songs we play on the Oompa Hour every week because some stations need to have a written playlist of all the songs that are included. And so I have to spell Shimoleski correctly Every time I play one of those records, and it's one of the tougher letters because the first M and the I and the E don't seem like they're in the right order, and it's just, it's weird. And I always have to stare at the record to spell it. I've been doing it for years and years and years, and I did it right without looking this week. So that is a major breakthrough here in Oompa Land, I'm telling you right now. Well, as long as we have Patty singing, let's stick with the female polka singers, Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls. Here's the Heartbeat Polka. There you go, Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls. I think you have to say it that way because I believe there's an exclamation point after every time the word girls is on the thing here. Let me see. It's printed so darn little I can't even see it there. But it Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls. Anyway, there they are. That's the Heartbeat Polka. I'm getting eye strained trying to read some of these little bitty labels. How about a classic Whoopi John with the orchestra? How about more wine, Fräulein?
People go to sing and dance and clown when a certain feller takes his girlfriend out. To the pretty waitress you will hear him shout, while we are happy, bring more wine, Fräulein. Please make it snappy, you can make mine rhyme. Mine Bobsy promised to be mine, all mine. Bottoms up, bottoms up, drink it down. Your Wiener Schnitzel is a tasty dish. Ach, but it makes me thirsty as a fish. Eins kostet zwei, kostet drei. Everybody prosit while we are happy. Bring more wine, Fräulein. You can make mine prime. Mine Bobsy promised to be mine, all mine. Bottoms up, drink it down. Your Wiener Schnitzel is a tasty dish. Ach, but it makes me thirsty as a fish. Eins kostet zwei, kostet drei. Everybody prosit while we are happy. Bring more wine, Fräulein.
Hey, yo, Whoopi John and the orchestra there, More Wine Fraulein, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, spinning the old-time records. We do it every week here on the show, and glad to have you along with us. Glad to have all the stations and webcasters and podcasters and any kind of casters that are carrying the show and bringing great old-time music to people all over there. You know, the great part's not me. You know, I'm just a screwball sitting here with a couple of record players playing the records. The great part is all these musicians and all these bands and all these people that made all these records over decades and decades and decades of recording music. You know, none of these guys made a big pile of money off of this. I mean, some of these guys are major label guys. Whoopi John was Decca Records. You know, they made lots of records. The Six Fat Dutchman and RCA, Frankie Yankovic and Columbia. But then you got people like, you know, you got the Pala Brothers. Yeah, Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls. All these people, little independent record labels going in their little studios and making all this great music for us. And it's on vinyl, so it'll last forever, baby. Like I say, no one is ever going to say 50 years from now, oh, look, we found a shoebox full of Grandpa's MP3s. It's not going to happen, but when it's in vinyl, you've got something, and it's permanent, and it's in your hand as long as you take care of it forever. You don't need to worry about, I wonder where you'll find the special computer that'll play this, because there'll be record players forever. They're still building them. And I've got record players that are 100 years old that are still working. So if the ones they're building now are good for another 100 years, too, we're going to play records for a long time. So we got to thank all these people that went to all this trouble to make these. There's thousands and thousands of independently recorded old-time records out there. And our mission is to play them all, like this one by the Pala Brothers. This is the Don't Fall in Love Polka.
Fall in love, my friend, you'll see it doesn't pay. It only causes broken hearts, it happens every day. You'll wonder where she is at night, you'll wonder if she's true. One moment you'll be happy and the next you'll be so blue. Start, you don't know why you worry night and day. You see, my friend, you're losing her, it really doesn't pay. So when I say don't fall in love, you'll cry before you're through. Take heed, my friend, I ought to know I fell in love with you. Never play the game of love, the odds are very slim. If loving you's the best I do, I know I'll never win. I can't have sometimes love, so I won't run your kind of race. The more I try, the more I find I'm only second place. We'll be right back.
There you go, the Pala Brothers and the Don't Fall in Love Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Every record we play, we're getting closer to that moment when I'm going to play my all-time new favorite waltz of all time. And, I mean, how can it be your favorite of all time if it's brand new? But I'm telling you, it is the greatest waltz record I have ever heard. But before we get to that one, Dick Piller is the, when you hear the Oompa Hour and you hear the opening song or the theme song that we play at the beginning and at the end, it's not really like a song that was made for us. It's actually a record that Dick Piller and the orchestra did. And we use it as our theme song here on the Oompa Hour. So it's not that often that we just play a Dick Piller record, though. And now's the time. Dick Piller and the orchestra, this is the No Problem Polka.
Their slippers, so what else is new? Do I lose my temper on an average day? Instead, I simply smile, then I turn around and say, hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long. No problem, no problem. So what else can go wrong? Hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long. No problem, no problem. Relax and sing along. Early sister, and the mailman bit the dog. That day I got fired and my house and car were gone. Did I take a pistol and put it to my head? No, I simply bit my lip and I turned around and said, hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Relax and take it easy, give your mind a rest. When your brains are scrambled, you cannot do your best. Now just put your feet up, cause it's been a busy day. Doesn't it just feel so good to stare in space and say, hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long, no problem, no problem. So what else can go wrong? Hey, hey, no problem, no problem.
No problem. There you go, Dick Piller and the orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. And I've been talking about it through the whole show. I got a brand-new favorite waltz, a record I had never heard before. Actually, I'd heard the song before, but never this particular interpretation of the song. And I've been teasing this through the whole show, and I'm going to tease it a little bit more. We shall hear that record right after these important messages.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, I promised you we were going to get to this record. It's my new all-time favorite waltz. I'm telling you, I had never heard this particular version of this song before, and I heard this record. I found it in a big box of records in the basement I was digging through. I was like, oh, I've never heard this particular version of this. The old-style waltz. It's a wonderful waltz. Everybody's heard the old-style waltz. This is the version by Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra. And when you listen to it, you will immediately know why this is the very best version of the old-style waltz ever.
Ah, yeah! I love an old-style waltz played by that old-style band. That's to this old-style waltz in which you can hold her hand. Give me an old-style girl. But is full of cheer. We'll swing and sway in an old-fashioned way, a setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, I'd like to get in your pen. What's it? This is an old-style waltz. Played by an old-style band. Judy's old style waltz. I'm sure you will think it's grand. Play it, fella, shaka. It's a setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, why don't we give love a chance? This is an old-style waltz played by an old-style band. Try this old-style waltz.
Yeah! That That is the best record ever. I don't care who you are. The Old Style Waltz. Jay Wells and the Red Raven Orchestra. I think I'm going to play that record every week until I can't stand it anymore. Are you ready for that? Can you stand to hear that record every week until we just can't? I'm setting that aside right there up on the shelf under the lamp there so that I remember next week. I'm playing that record every week till I can't stand it anymore. I'm telling you, it's still got a price tag on it here. Somebody originally paid $3.95 for that record at Mean Mountain Music, wherever the heck that is. It's insanity is what that record is, and I love it. I'm playing it every week, darn it. All right, as long as we're doing the old-style waltz, how about the old-timers polka? Here's Johnny Pecan. John Pecan, actually, is what it says. It says John. It does not say Johnny. We have always called him Johnny Pecan. That's the Old Timers Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Says right on here, it is high-fidelity monophonic. So there you go. You can't hardly beat that now, can you? What do we got here? What are we doing time-wise? I think we get another tune or two in here. I think we could do that. I could almost dedicate this one to my grandson. Got a new grandson. He's not new anymore. He's old now. He's a year old. Just turned a year old here a little bit ago. His name's Jacob. He's a cool dude, man. And this song happens to be titled Wake Up Jacob, which is not what we normally want. We normally want Go to Sleep Jacob, usually. He has no problem with the waking up part. But anyway, Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra.
Sound to my nervous ears. I heard Jacob speak, we hear the voice.
Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra, Wake Up Jacob. Jimmy Sturr, by the way, won more Grammys, more Grammy Awards as an old-time music, I think, than anybody. I know Frankie Yankovic won a pile of them, too, and there were a couple others, but if you look it up, man, I'm telling you, Frankie Yankovic and Jimmy Sturr really dominated when they used to give Grammys that included old-time music. Anyway, I am not going to fit in another record here, that's for sure, so we're going to have to put the wraps on this. Beware, I am playing the old-style waltz every show until I get sick of it, so let that be a warning to you.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum, and Kebs Records. We shall return and do it again next week. We're going to play the old style waltz again, I'm telling you. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.